Okay, Perek Masechta Taharos, Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel Tmei Meis Shesochad Zeis Mandavim Kibetzim Mechuvin Tmei Meis that squeezes olives and grapes Kibetzim Mechuvin Tar. So if you're starting out, if you are starting out with a Beitzim Mechuvin, so when you squeeze it, the juice inside the grape is what it is tar. Just because the grape itself. I'm sorry, the olives themselves are tamei. That does not mean that the juice inside the olives, the olive oil is tamei, the olive oil is tar. So now when it's squeezed out, if you start out where it's exactly one beitza, and then it gets squeezed, right? It gets squeezed. So then tar, because when the liquid comes out, the liquid is tar. How could it possibly contract tumah by making contact with the olives? But the olives are less than the size of a beitza. Correct?
Well,
what?
Once the liquid goes out, it becomes less than a beitza.
Right. So therefore, there's no potential, and you never have one moment in time when the juice is in contact with an object which is the size of a beitza. Uvad shelo yiga b'mokim mamashka, provided that the person who is tamei does not make contact with the juice, with the oil, because if he touches the oil, then the oil becomes tamei. As long as he's only touching the olives are being squeezed, liquid is coming forth. The liquid that's coming forth is now in contact with the olives. The olives are less than the size of a beitza, so the olives cannot contaminate the juice. And the person is being super duper careful to observe all the restrictions of the CDC not to make contact with any object, any foreign matter. He may contaminate it. He's wearing a mask. If you wear a mask, all of your problems are solved. Any daiga you ever had in life solves every problem.
What's the difference between mochal and shemen?
Oh, good question. I think mochal means the first drop of juice, the first moisture, whatever. I think it's maybe the virgin oil is the mochal, the virgin oil.
I mean, I always touch it as olive extract, but I don't have a good chilek between that and shemen. I mean, shemen I think is maybe something. Maybe it's more of it, or maybe there's processed, maybe it gets processed somewhere along the line.
Yeah, I don't know.
It naturally comes out of the olive.
It could be, if I'm not mistaken, olive oil doesn't come out right away. Even when you crush it, even when you crush olives, whatever comes out immediately is not olive oil. What comes out immediately is what's called mochal. It's an extract. The trauma of crushing the olive and beating up the meat caused a reaction, a delayed reaction, and later the oil begins to drip. In other words, you cannot extract oil from olives in a moment's notice. It doesn't work like that. That's why Hashem made it. There's a delay. Maybe that's part of the Musar Haskel of olive oil. You cannot, there's no instant, it's not like the microwave generation. I want it now, and I want it hot. It doesn't go like that. You take an olive, and you crush an olive, you can crush me all you want. You cannot, there are no shortcuts. The oil is deep, deep within the essence of the olive. The trauma of crushing the olive starts a process that over time, you'll discover underneath the olive, you'll discuss oil. But the liquid that you can extract on the surface, when you give it a zetz, there's liquid. That's not liquid. That's not oil. That's moihal. That's just, like you said, oil extract. Does that moil have properties of oil? Yeah. If you burn it, it might actually burn. But it's not the quality oil. That's not the pure shemen zayizach. That's moihal. No, moil burns. Look, wax, paraffin also burns. Big deal. This is not the real deal. The real deal is the shemen. And the shemen is not something you can extract in a moment's notice. Grapes, on the other hand, instant gratification. Thus, the chilik between a grape and an olive. What would you want to be? Would you want to be a grape or an olive? A grape, the yayin yisamach levavenosh. You know why? Because instant gratification. It comes right out of the grape. The oil, it's a very slow process.
I mean, you can have grape juice, but yayin does not come out right away.
Oh, very good. You're saying very good. You want it to ferment 40 days. Excellent. So you're saying over that even taka, though, you get instant results. You can get juice. You can get the yayin, the juice, but the fermentation process cannot be accelerated. That takes time. Very good. So a din of delay, of patience. Patience is everything. If you have patience, you've conquered the world. When it comes to shidduchim, you have to have patience. You have to wait until you're 99 years old. Ah, patience. You wait until you're 90 years old. Weiter. Uvelvad shelo yigav magim mamash. Yoisem yich beitzah. Let's say it's more than a beitzah. Let's say the olive is more than a beitzah. Then tell me why. Shekevin shiatsa tibor yishonen nitmeis b'cha beitzah. Because once the first drop comes out, it's in contact with the beitzah. Gevaldik. Okay, now we're up to a naya din. A naya unfang. Let's say it was a zava zava. Let's say the person that's involved in the process, he is a male who has experienced something very unique, or a zava. So the metame b'mage uvemase, b'mase. Even though he's not actually touching the olives, but he is causing them to move. Movement. Imhoye zava zava afilu gagri yechid. Even one olive. Because he's carrying it. He's moving. When we call masa movement. Movement. I always mean hesed is movement. Over here he's calling it masa. Fine. Next. Naya halacha. Zav shechalav esa'eza. Zav milked a goat. Okay. It's one of those things they have in the Bronx Zoo. I'm not sure exactly which exhibit, but somewhere there in the Bronx Zoo. They must have somewhere a goat, I assume. Right, zav shachalves ha'ez ha'chalv tamei wash kevin shiyatsa tibar rishayna. Once the person is involved in moving the udder of the animal, causing the milk to come out, nitmes b'masa. Why? What's the pshat? Why is it? Is there a chish? What this means? The Mishnah, he's not really explaining what the lumbus is, because why? The person luchayr is not touching the milk; he's touching the udder. So who says it's called milk when it's in the udder? It's first called milk when it comes out of the udder. And at that moment in time, he's not moving it. He's only moving it when it's inside. It's inside the animal. So why is that called masa? Why is that called masa? If I go pick up an animal, so the milk in the animal becomes tame. The milk didn't come out of the body yet. It's tamon. He seems to be saying over here is that the udder of the animal is ready to get a chitzain. It's even though it's taka, it's in the animal. That's not called in the animal. The udder. What's in the udder is already called yotzel luchutz. It's called yotzel luchutz.
I'm gonna say something that I don't know anything about, but the udder would be considered a because over here you don't have a shear kizayis or kibetza or anything like that.
Right.
Like we had earlier. So mechara, the udder in it is itself part of it. It doesn't matter how much smoke comes out. It doesn't matter. You know,
yeah, but you're not moving it. You're not moving it. Where are you moving the milk? I'm asking a question. If a person is milking a goat, I don't really know what goes on, but I'm assuming that there's an udder, right? Like on television, right? They have on television cows. You ever see that? I never saw this in real life. But I was what?
A cow I've seen, but I've never seen a television.
Okay, so I haven't seen a cow, but I did see a television. I'm assuming the way it works is there's an udder, and the person, he holds the udder, and he squeezes it, or he does something,
We went once to Lancaster on a Chol HaMoed circus trip many years ago.
A petting zoo?
It was actually a farm. It was a farm, and we had a chance to milk, and the kids got a chance to milk. And yeah, I mean, it's a little bit, it's a little bit funny at first, but I guess if you do it day in and day out, it's a very natural thing.
I guess you hold the udder.
You have to hold the udder, and it's like you're pulling on a rubber nipple.
Okay. So you're holding the udder. So when you're holding the udder, you're not touching the milk. When you walk away from the process, your hands are dry. When you finish milking a cow or an animal, you don't get wet. Your hands are dry.
that's a good question, because I mean, again, this is a long time ago, but it could be that some of it spritzed onto your hand.
Okay, but that the part that's spritzing on your hand is not what we're discussing. We're not discussing what was going in the bucket. L'chaira, we're discussing the milk that's going in the bucket. And if you're a mumcha, I'm assuming if you're a mumcha, you're not spritzing. You're not going to get it on your hand. You're not going to get it on your hand. So therefore, there is no physical contact. If there's no physical contact, so why then does the milk become tame? So you're going to say, because you're moving it. I'm not moving it. I'm moving the udder. The milk, it's not called the milk until it comes out of the udder.
Right.
Unless you're suggesting that no, even when the milk is in the udder, it's already called it came out. When it comes out of the main part of the body, the bladder, whatever it comes out of, I don't know where it comes out, whatever comes out of the goof of the animal into the udder is called the chitzoin.
Would that be like a shomer or a yad or something like that? Would that be a...
I don't know. No, is if a person, has to go to mikveh. Person, balkari. Right, a balkari has to go to mikveh. Let's say there was no carry there as yatzal l'chutz, but there was kishui. Now, what does it mean, this kishui? I don't even know. I don't know the science. I don't know. Does that mean that there was a mashu? I don't even know how it works. I don't know. But let's say there's zera in the aver, but the zera never came out of the body. Does the person become balkari? L'chor not. What?
Well, no.
L'chor not. Why? Because it didn't come out. So if that's the case, I'm making an assumption that milk is no different. Milk coming out of the udder is no different. Just because the milk is traveling in the udder, it's not called in halacha milk until it comes out. And when it comes out, you did not touch it. You did not touch it. You did not move it. So just because he's a zava, he didn't move it. When the milk came out, it went in one direction. It went into the bucket. So the only place you can say that you were moving it was when it was in the udder, when you were moving the udder. But that's
not... The fact that you were garim to come out does not make it tummy.
No, being garim l'chardat. Maybe you want to say it's velocity. You want to say which direction, if you're holding the udder in a certain angle, if you would do nothing, it would go one direction. It would just drop down, or wherever the animal is naturally positioned. The milk would go in a certain position, but because the person is holding the udder at a certain angle, so you're causing the milk to spurt in a certain angle, a certain direction, whatever that's called in the world of physics, whatever that's called. So you want to say that is called maga lav davka. You want to say a chidush when it's a masa lav davka. Masa means the physically carrying an object. Lav davka does masa mean that you're pushing it. Masa means if you are responsible for an object that anyway is coming forward, but being redirected in a certain location, if you're the navigator, that's already called masa. Is that true? Or is what I'm saying a baba maisa? I don't know, but I have a kasha, because over here it says something with the person. It says a very chiddush, zav shecholav esoez, hecholav tame. Why? Why? I didn't touch it. I didn't touch the milk or masa. I didn't carry the milk. I was carrying the udder. I didn't carry the milk. Shekevin sheyotza tiper harishayna, the first drop, nitmes b'masa. What are you talking about? Let's see the Tosfos Yom Tov. Tosfos Yom Tov here says. I don't know. I really don't know what it means over here. Oh, let's go back. Okay, next Mishnah. Okay, we did over here. We did the Rav already. Let's now go to the Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Dalet. Kibetza ochlin shenichon bechama v'nismat. Okay, nayadin. We did this already. We did Mishnah also. All right, it's a chazara. No complaints. Always good to chazar. We did Mishnah Dalet. Kibetza, you have a beitza of ochal nefud shenichon bechama nesan. v'nismo'atu, and now they melted. They melted in the sun. V'chein k'zayis min ha'meis v'chazayis min ha'nevelu v'chadosh min ha'sheretz. Or k'zayis pigul, k'zayis noiser, k'zayis chelef. So when it comes to the first case of the base of Ocholin and the halacha of the mace and the nevela and the adasha, these are dinim in tumah. Do these objects have the ability, the potential to be metameh? And the answer is now that the less size of base, they know they now the less the size of base, they no longer have that ability. When it comes to pigul noiser and chelef, the issue is the iser the ra'is of achila. We're not discussing the iser of tumah. Because when it comes to Tumas Pigul and Tumas Noisar and Chelev, then Tumah depends on the size of a Beitza. So here we're discussing the Isser Achila. Yeah? So what is the Halacha? The Halacha is Hare Elu Tehoirin. The Halacha is all of these things in the Torah. When it comes to Chelev, Chelev Noisar and Tomei, and not Tomei, because over here they change the gears, so Chelev, the gears should be Chelev and Chelev. The ein chayav alei mishum pigul noiser v'tamei period because it's less than the shiur. It has shrunk. The sun, global warming, is the cause of all of the averos to go away. If you're a believer in global warming, everything is mutter. That's what it says in the Mishnah, because the chama causes all of the shiurim to be nismatu. So there's no tum in the veld, and there's no Israel in the world, alts is mutter, a welt of tahara, of afkedus, do whatever you want, just be a believer in the sun. Global warming, solve all your problems. The climate, ah.
You don't have a new minister now for climate change, right?
I sure don't. I was once driving an electronic car. Someone said to me, oh, very nice. You care about the environment. I said to her, I couldn't care less about the environment. I care about myself. This was the only thing I can get. It was cheap and it drives nice. That's why I got it. The environment was not part of the equation. Sorry to disappoint you. I care about the environment. Here today, gone tomorrow. How much time we have here in this world? You worried about the environment? Environment. Sugar. Fight. Here it says, if you believe, here it's this, what are these people that care the environment so much? They're going to be here forever? What are they could kill us? Fight. Environment. All right. So over here it is, by the way, well, you know, a disclaimer. I'm a racist. Just you should know that. Black lives do not matter. They do not. They're slaves. They're inferior. Whatever you do, you should know what you're dealing with over here. A hardcore racist. Vayit in the Gemara. And then the Mishnayos. You know, they monitor the Zoom, you know, you think this is everything we say.
They come knocking on my door in the middle of the night.
You didn't say it. You didn't say it. I said it. They come after me. There's an algorithm. Dominion has an algorithm in every Zoom meeting to find those people. Dominion is everywhere. You know what's going on with Dominion. You know.
I don't even know what Dominion is. What is Dominion?
The voting, the company who made the voting machines.
They make the voting machines.
The company who made the voting machines, the company name is Dominion. They're now being accused of massive fraud. They're trying to challenge. It's a fantasy attempt to overturn the election. Chaloymos. But everything that they're claiming is definitely true. They're not going to be able to win. That's pashut. It's too late. Too late for that. But the giluyim that are coming out now, it's muridic. Basically, Dominion, you know what Dominion really is? The CIA. Really, it's not a joke. The CIA is Dominion. And you know why they made Dominion? That's why this, they'll never win. They'll never be able to do it because they made this computer program to get into office all over the world, people that the United States wanted to be elected. They use this, the CIA used this company to control the elections of the entire world. And then when Obama came into office, on the fourth day he came into office, he told the CIA, now it's time for us to use this on our own people to make sure that we dominate the Democrats when every election we kind of lahaba. That's what has come out. That has been the giluyim that have come out in the last 2 days. And what does it affect? Nothing. They can't do anything about it anyway. It doesn't make a difference anyway, but this is the MS. The MS has been niskale. Niskale ha'atara. The MS has been niskale. But halacha l'maisa, oylam kiminhagoy nohog ad kdei kach. The next election, they'll be using the Zelda, the same software. Weiter. Weiter. Yoyser. So weiter over here, it says, Oymer af haya. We learn over here, so the case of the Akhavet Eichum Shanich Mechamim is not to Kareena, Gzais Vena Mezim Tzchazem Nevel, Gzais Vena Dazar Shashartz. Gzais Pekul, Gzais Noise, Tachazais Chayel, Chari Elu Tarm, fine, they're all Tarm. Why? Because they shrunk. Ve'ein chayavin alei mishrum Pekul, Noise, Vatomei. Let's say you put it back in the rain and it swells. He nichon bag yeshamim v'nis pichu, and it swells. It swells. So now it's much larger. What is the law? The law is tumein, because now it has been restored. It has been restored to its initial state. And now you're going to be pigul nice of time because it has been restored, because it has been restored to its original state. Good. Next mission. This is what we're up to. Call out tumois kashas mitziyosan. All tumois is the way you find it. Im tumeois, tumeois, vim tahiros, tahiros. Now, what does that mean? Rav, vashin rav, kol tumeos, tumeos, im tumeos, tumeos. Ki ha, ditanan lakamon perik shasharit svat vahat svardea. Later on in the Perek of Asheres, Vehatzifardeya, Biden and Harris, Noga Be'echa Belaila, let's say you touch someone at night. I just thought, like, you know, instead of the 8 minute daf, you know, they have to have, yeah, you need a kunst to attract people to come to the daf. The 8 minute daf. I tried the 2 hour daf. No takers. Actually, the comedian daf. Everything will be a joke. It goes straight to Gehenna. Weiter. So what's the
night of crime, right?
What?
You get the daf at night?
Yeah.
Where? By Schwindman?
Zoom. You want to come to my... It's on Zoom.
And all right. The jokes are there, though.
Yeah,
the jokes.
I get nasty there. Yeah,
nasty,
right? I get nasty. I definitely get very nasty. I'm a very different person. I just let it all hang out. I'm a damaged person. I can't control myself sometimes. I got into a lot of trouble once. I get into trouble sometimes. I once had a very good guy in my shia. I mamish cursed at Reb Ashkin. I really said what I felt about Reb Ashkin. The whole fiasco. I said it very stark. And I really was very serious. I really said it with a lot of... And one guy, he gets up in the middle of the shiur and he walks out. In front of the whole... Got up, mamish, to protest that the chutzpah, what I just said. And other people could not agree with me more. Could not agree with me more. And then they actually forwarded what I said. They taped it, they forwarded it, and I got a lot of comments. Like, what I said was 100% accurate. And this one guy... never forgave me. He never came back. Never came back to the shiur. Yes, he'll never. He walked out. He walked out. He made a macha. This guy is a napikoris to talk like that about it, Reb Ashkin. All right. You win some and you lose some. I don't have charat mishnah. I don't have charata. I was very... I said one line that I should not have said. I said one thing I should not have said. An expression that slipped. But my herigish towards the whole thing was Nothing changed in the last 3 years. I met him, you know, I once met him. I went over to him, I gave him shalom. I told him that I davened for him. I have no tainus on him as a person. A tainus on the whole movement of what happened, whatever. Not for now. Vaita, call out Timaeus over here, the rabbi. The rabbi says, call Timaeus, call Timaeus, Timaeus. We have learned Siddur. We learned Siddur tonight at 7:15 to 8 o'clock. We're up to Ezra Yisrael. We're up to go to the Siddur. And then we have Daf Yomi at 8:30 to 9:30. Different group. What?
Usually I'm busy putting on my tefillin by Ezra Yisrael, so I guess you can tell me what's going on so I know what I'm supposed to say.
All right, let's learn. So we have Thanksgiving Shir. We have Thanksgiving. We spoke about capitalism. Rush Limbaugh. You know Rush Limbaugh's Yisod on Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving, and then we spoke about freedom of religion. Zevach Toido Yichab Danani. Pasuk? Yichab Danani. What is it? Zevach Toida, when there's an Chazal Darshan, Bosa Avoida, Bosa Toida. When you have an opportunity, when you say the Bruch of Ritzei, to say Birchas Ritzei, Avoida, then you must give Toida to Hashem. If you have an opportunity in this world to do Avoida, it demands Toida. America has never been such a matziv to the extreme to where the First Amendment, a makom to give you an opportunity to do avoda, freedom of religion, the ability not just to not freedom of belief, but freedom to practice. The law protects your ability to practice avoda, bosa avoda, bosa toida, shenemar. Ki zevach toida yichab dinani. Zevach is avoida. When you have avoida, you have an obligation to give ribbono shel olam choida, toida, that you have such an opportunity. And by us, it's not just one day a year to appreciate the ability to do avoida. It's every day, three times a day. Plus Birchas HaMazon is another two meals a day. Plus Moedim D'Rabbanan, seven times a day you're saying Moedim. Sheva Bayoim Hilalucha. Praise Hashem seven times for what? Bosa Avoida. Avoida, Bosa Toida. So by us, Thanksgiving is seven times every single day. By the Goyim, they do it once a year. They don't even know what they're doing altogether anyway. I don't know what they're doing. That was one prat. Then I spoke my father's whole thing about capitalism. Yeah, you ever saw Rush Limbaugh? Murdik. Rush Limbaugh, he fatiched the ganze of Thanksgiving. Unbelievable stuff. Unbelievable stuff. The whole the real Thanksgiving. So in the parish this week, it's Mamish, Loit, Yaakov, socialism, capitalism. The whole Thanksgiving is Mamish in the parish. Parish for Yetzay. The different business arrangements that Yaakov Avinu had with Lavan. Yaakov's original business arrangement with Lavan was a communist approach. Lavan was a communist. Lavan was a communist. And Yaakov Avinu was part of the team. And Yaakov said to him, what? No. And Yaakov said, he said, Sechori, I've got the pasuk. Bossi Sechori, Yanet Sidkosi, Liyoy Mochar. That expression there, Sechori and Yanet Sidkosi, is the statement that Yaakov says, enough communism. I want to be a capitalist. I want my own capital. I want my own capital, enough of this nonsense. I want to be a capitalist. And he got rid of Lavan and he became again, and it was phenomenally successful. All the communists were jealous of him. They persecuted him. There's a Cold War going on. There's a Cold War between Yaakov and the Soviets. And the end was they made peace. And it says there he made a big party. He called all the people to sit down and eat. They sat down and ate the Thanksgiving dinner. Just like the Puritans They were originally socialists, then they became capitalists, they had prosperity, and then they went back and they were generous with the Indians, and they had a Thanksgiving dinner. It's mamish, mamish, mila b'mila. The whole story of Thanksgiving is mamish in the parasha, mila b'mila. I told you my whole drasha now in 5 minutes, but I told myself to in an hour. Weiter.
I think that you should share with your cousin Mayor, see what he thinks about them.
He couldn't care less about me. He doesn't even know my name is. I once met him, he didn't recognize me. He's in his own world. He doesn't need me. He doesn't even offer me. Successful people don't need to come out to schlumps and failures like me. People who eat pretzels for lunch don't hang out with people who eat steak. Ranta.
Marvin's turn of a rab, even if it's in the basement. You are in the tradition of Rabbi Hananya ben Tragyo.
No, no.
Makel kilos barab.
One guy on Zoom? Yeah. Weiter. Mishnah, we have to go, we're running out of time very quickly. In Timaeus, that's Rashi, Rav, ki hod et nam lekamon perik asher tzatzadeh, negav yechav alayla, ve'in yadu im chayimes. You touch somebody at night, you don't know if the guy's alive or dead. Okay, the guy, someone touches a body. In bed of a shacham alayla motza meis. In the morning, you get up, umutza oy meis. So you ask him, were you alive at night? He asked the guy, when I touched you in the middle of the night, were you alive or dead? So the guy says, I don't know. So what do? So the Matzvi Chacham Mitam, the Chacham say, tell me why. Shekol HaTameos Kishas Mitziyosim. Right now, is the guy dead? If the guy is dead right now, you could assume he was dead yesterday. The Davka, the Mokam Mitzis, Davka in the same location. Lemuti, Nagav Yechab Lailu, Bezavizu, Lemokam Mitzoy Meis, you find him dead, Bezavizu Acheres. Creates the bezeh. Unless you wake up, and let's say you touch him in one corner, and in the morning you find him in another corner. If you touched him in one corner, corner A, and then you wake up in the morning and you find him dead in corner B, that can very well be that he was that when you touched him, I mean, how else? I mean, it doesn't make any sense, right? That's posh, right? So what will you say? What's the only thing you'll say? He really, when you touched him in corner A, he was really dead. But somebody else schlepped him. Somebody else, the sanitation worker, came in and schlepped him from one corner to another corner. So when you touched him in the middle of the night, he was really, really dead. Maybe. Do you say? No, you don't say that. You're not chai if someone came along and dragged a dead body from one corner to another corner. So the only time we're going to say that if right now the guy is dead, so you're going to be tamei, is only if, first of all, right now he's dead. That's obvious. Number two, you find him dead in the same location where you had a doubt. But if you find him dead in a different location, then we have a right to assume that when you touched the middle of the night, he was alive. So what's the chidush? Of course. No, it's not so simple, because maybe really he was dead, and somebody went and dragged the body from one location to another location. We do not say that. If the body is in a different location, we have a right to assume that he was alive. Because you touched him in a different location, you have a right to assume he was alive.
Why can you say there's a cheskas hashus?
Oh, right? That's the next man, the Amar. Why cheskas chai? Why don't you say there's a cheskas chai? So the answer is, you only say there's a chai by a healthy person. A person that's on his way out. A guy says, you don't say cheskas chai. That's all part of the whole shal over here. The rule is cheskas chai is only a healthy person. A person that's a goises, you don't say cheskas chai by a goises. So let's see. And also cheskas chai is also only when you don't know. When you don't know you don't know what happened at the very end. But over here, right now, you know what happened. He's dead. So now to go retroactively, it's not muchach. If you have a shayla, right now, I don't know. Is the guy alive or dead? So it's like, let's say a person is do they have to sit shiva? You left the mace and he was deathly ill. No, did he die? I don't know. So you say cheskas chai. But if you know that he's dead, so now you have a shayla going backwards. Okay, these are all very, there are a lot of different scenarios when you apply the rules. In any event, Kol atneos kachas minos im tar de mes mes im tar tarvas im mechusos mechusos. The next rav says in what about vim taharos taharos? Okay, what does that mean in taharos taharos? It means is that if you find the object tahar, you could assume it's tar, right? That's pashut, right? Isn't that pashut? If right,
I mean, how are you gonna know that? What's the scenario?
If right, I don't know. I don't know what the scenario is.
Look on the bottom on the chart.
On the chart, im nimsu toyos machat machat. Shenim says chaluda meoido shavura. Okay, it's rusty or it's broken. Hamachat tohira. Ah, v'loy choyshim shem lefnei shen shen. Ah, before she lefnei shen nishbroch is a tmei v'chushe. When you'll fix it, it'll go back. Okay, so he's saying a case over here is you have a needle, and the needle is definitely. So right now it's broken. So right now, if the machat is broken, a kli that's nishbar, its tuma departs. But there's a rule that a metal utensil that's tame, that breaks, temporarily the tuma departs. But if you reassemble it, the tumah is reinstated to the way it was before. It's a gzera. What's the gzera? The gzera is that if you have a tar, you don't have to wait seven. You don't have to wait 7 days and two hazois. Person's a pat. I have a pat. Pat's tumah. Tumah meis. So what do you got to do? It's a nightmare. I got to go on day 3 and do paraduma water. Day 7, the paraduma water. Put it in the mikvah. And wait for Herif Shemesh. Who has patience for this? You have patience to go, I think you have to be toivlet first, toivlet, have paraduma water, day 3, day 7, and nacham ol the mikvah, and wait until Herif Shemesh. And have patience for this. You know what? I have a great idea. I have a blowtorch. I have a blowtorch in my pocket. Portable blowtorch, bought on Amazon, just for this purpose. I'll go and I'll make a hole in it. Make a hole. Oh, there's a hole in it. It's no longer usable. It's no longer usable. It's a hole. It's mamish a hole. So what's the halacha? It's tar. Instantly. It's not a pot anymore.
Well, but then you can't use it though.
In my other pocket, I have a solution. In my other pocket, I have some soldering material. I stick it in, take out the blowtorch, and seal it. Better than new. Refurbished Amazon, better than new. You know they have refurbished. They have a new thing. Refurbished, better than new.
Some guy from Lakewood just made $100 on you.
I don't get what.
Some guy from Lakewood who's selling on Amazon just made $100 on you from selling you the refurbished app.
Exactly. So you go and I fixed it. Look at that. I now accomplished in 2 minutes what takes the other guy 7 days, plus you have to pay the fees for the hazah twice, plus the fee for the mikvah, plus the time you have to wait. Time is money. And the schlepping it back and forth, making an appointment with the kohen to get the paraduma water. I accomplished the thing all by myself in literally 10 seconds. I'll break it and I'll fix it. So people did this. So what did Chazal say? Chazal said, guess what? You're going to outsmart us. We're going to outsmart you. If you do it, we institute with the Koyach HaBezdin that the Tumah is reinstated. It's Tumah. You go, you play games. You want to break it and reassemble it. We're telling you that when you reassemble it, the Tumah is restored. So here you have Mamish Diskus. You have your Machat. The Machat is broken. It's 100% Tar L'Choladeus. So what am I going to do now? I'll fix it. I'll take off the rust. I'll fix it. I'll reinstate it. Oh, if you reinstate it, maybe before it became broken, it was tame. And since Chazal have said that with a utensil that's metal, which breaks and then is repaired, the tame is reinstated. So every time you fix a metal utensil to make it usable, you should assume that it was tame before it was broken. And you have to be toivel in the mikvah, go through the whole process. Along comes our Mishnah. No, no, you don't. If you discover it right now and it's broken, if it's broken, what state is it in? Tahara. So you have a right to assume that after you fix it, that before it broke, it was also Tahar. And you don't have to go through the entire process. That's what it says. Next it says in Torah's Taurus, in Mechusais Mechusais. What does it mean in Mechusais Mechusais? Rav, Kigain, Klicheres, Hamukov Tzomit Pasl, it's sealed. Like the Pach Shemen Shol the Menorah. Klicheres, Hamukov Tzomit Pasl, V'loi Amin and Shem V'sha Shahaya, Shahaya, Shahaya Hamez Boyal, Ahaya Megula, V'achshav Mechusa. Oi, Im Mitzoy Megula. If right now you find the container of oil and it's sealed and you know for a fact that there was a dead body in this room for a period of time, so now I have a dilemma. Right now, I know one thing is for sure. I know the oil and the dead body were in the same oil. And right now the oil bottle is sealed. But it can very well be that when the dead body was here, the oil body was the oil bottle was open. Or right now the oil bottle is open. But it can very well be that when the dead body was present at that time, the oil bottle was perfectly sealed. So you have really no way of knowing. So what do you do if you have no way of knowing? So you have to be machmir. No, you don't. The rule is, in mechusois, mechusois, in megulois, megulois. If right now it's sealed, you could assume when the dead body was present, it was sealed. If right now it's opened, too bad for you. You have to be machmir and assume that when the dead body was sealed, it was opened. Next, machat shenimseis melea chaluda, oy shavura tohira.
Just a silly question, but let's say there's a date and a timestamp on top of the seal, and you recognize, you know, that this was from way before, or let's say, or much more recently.
Okay, I don't know. If you have simonim, I don't know the answer. If you have simonim, mufhakim, then you have to deal with the simonim. But it seems that if the simonim are it's not, you cannot make a determination. It's not, that's when we apply the rules. If you have simonim ufakim, then goes on the eight. But if you don't have simonim, and with all the simonim you have, it's still, it can be azoy, you don't know how it can be, then you have to take it at face value. It's like the voting things. 80,000 people, you know, some can vote for Trump and Biden. It can go both ways. What are the chances? Every single one will vote one way, 1 trillion kajul. But listen, you don't know. If you don't know, you can't prove it. You have to assume that 80,000 people walked in and voted for Biden. You have to make that assumption. That's what the Supreme Court says. Weiter. V'im tohoira is tohoira. V'im b'chus 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 b'chus. The law is tohoira. Why is it tohoira? Shekol ha-tumois kishas mitziyosan. The yisoid ha-dvarim is now. Ba'asher hu sham.
Right.
Let's see what the Rav yeah. Says, machat shimses melech haluda, shema'akeves es ha-tefira. When there's rust, you cannot stitch. The haluda kizumi taharasa midei tumah. So once the haluda is present, so therefore it's no longer functional. If it's no longer functional, then the tumah departs. Or it's broken. Don't go say, we're not going to be machmer. Oh, maybe when it was shleim with nitma, he's saying over here that this part of the Mishnah is really an explanation of the previous part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah over here says in Tahiris. As chaz the Mishnah, kol atumos kashas mitziyosan. What are the enough examples? In tameois. If you find the kli tamei, if you find a person finds the body dead at the middle of the night. The case was according to Rav, in the middle of the night, the person made contact with another body. You know, as a fact, You know as a fact you touched the body, but you do not know if the body that you touched was alive or dead. Before you went to sleep, that person was alive. He said, Shema Yisrael. And he kicked the buckets. You wake up in the morning, he's dead, and I touched him in the middle of the night. I don't know when he died. If he's dead now, you have to assume he was dead in the middle of the night. Im tameis tameis, v'im taharis taharis, which means if the needle now is tahar because this haluda, and you want to repair it, and you want to restore it to a functional utensil, do we have to be chayish mei before it broke? It was tamei, which would mean that the tumah is going to be restored. No, if right now it's tahar, and you don't know, what you don't know is good for you. Think about all those turkeys. Did they know they would be slaughtered? Did they know? Did they know people would be sitting and eating them today? They didn't know. It's good for them that way. They don't have to know. The mechuso is mechuso. You have a container and it's not sealed and there was a dead body. Too bad for you. You have to assume that the dead body was there when it was not sealed. If right now it's not sealed, you have to assume it was not sealed when there was a dead body. The megulas, megulas. If right now it's opened, if it's mechusa, you could be mekel. You could assume mechusa. Then megulas, megulas. Then we go back and we explain the Torah. Machat shdimtzis b'mleich haluda ashavura toira shekol atumas. And you don't have to assume that when you're going to fix it, when you fix it, it's going to go. It's going to be reinstated to its previous tumah. Shekol atumas kishas mitziyasan. Okay. We have enough time for another Mishnah.
Just a general quick question. A kli cheres that's tame, right? That has to be broken, right?
Yeah. No hope for that.
Right. So once it's broken, it's no longer tame?
No. The piece is no longer tame.
The piece is no longer tame. It doesn't matter its size or anything.
No. But the piece has to be broken to the degree where it's not usable. The Gemara talks about the case of when you have a kli cheres, if you can use a broken piece as a saucer.
Right.
So if it still has a function, then the tum does not depart.
So if I can use it for something else, I can use it as a door stop, as a door jam.
The Gemara has limitations of what you use it for. It has to be used me'ein malachta. The Gemara in Mishnah says me'ein malachta. A door jam is not me'ein malachta. A utensil is used for food. If it breaks, you still have to be able to use the broken pieces for food. One more mission, very quickly. One mission. Cherei shoyt v'katan shenimsu b'mavet sheyesh by tuma. Now these people are problematic people. They like to go where they don't belong, and they found in a mavet sheyesh by tuma. There's tuma in the mavet. Harei elu b'cheskas tahara. We don't assume they got. They ran into trouble. Let's see the Rav. B'cheskas tahara vi'aval gav the savik tuma b'rishus hayochet seikay tame. What do you mean? A subject is a very important mission. Hi, Mava, you were just Yachidu. I feel the Kavan, the Sekel, the Sekel, by Das Lishoel. They are not competent people. They're not people you can question. You cannot interrogate them. The male going to Chesh of the Cotton, Sekotar, the Hochi Yalfinan, this is Sugia and Shas. Yalfinan, Mikroid, the Sib, the Abosasha, Yibachal Tame, Lo Ye Ochel. Do not eat. Mashma. Vadai tame lo yochel. Only when it's vadai tame, safik tame yochel. Look, see what it says. The next words are. This is a famous Gemara. Kol tohar yochel basar. Anyone who's vadai tar eats basar. Vadai tar would yochel. Ha safik tame safik tohar lo yochel. It's a stira. It's a stira. First it says vadai tame lo yochel, and then it says vadai. Vaday tor yoichal el olav shvamino. So how do you answer the stira? The answer is olav shvamino kan sheyesh by das lishol kan sheein by das lishol. That the answer is that if it's a suffix, it's automatically tahar. That's the ikur. It's tahar. A suffix tum bereshus hayochem. Sorry, it's tamei. It's tamei. Only in a situation where the suffix involves a person that we can talk to. He's an intelligent person. We can ask him questions. He can present the question. So when you're dealing with the person, he can present his question. Then we're going to say the rule, suffix is tamei. But if the person that is in doubt is not an intelligent person which can present the question, then we say Safek is Tahar. We basically have a contradiction with regard to a Safek, and that's how that's the answer. The answer over here is that we're going to give this logical answer. You have a contradiction. The pasuk contradicts the two implications. The drash is the bo'elu ve'elu divlekim chayim, and the logical difference is that if the person is an intelligent person, Safek is Tame. Person as the Shaila is not a Bardas, then Safek is Tahar. Okay, there's obviously a lot of depth into the lumness of what's it all about, but that's not for now. Weiter in the Mishnah.
When you can't be Mavara the Safek, then you rely on the original Chazak.
I guess so. Something along those, but not necessarily. Because the other case is the Zalbazach. The other case, you also can't figure out the resolution. You have a Safek Tome Bereshus HaYachid, and the person is a bar das, and he doesn't know what the answer is. So say, until this point in time, I was tahar. So why should I become tamei now? Go back to my original chazaka. Yeah, again, you have a human being who is a bar das, and he goes to the rabbi. Rabbi, I have a real dilemma. Did I touch the tamei? Did I not touch? I don't know. I have a dilemma. The rabbi says, where was the safek? Where was the tumah in the rishus hayochid? The answer is your tamei. Why? We can never resolve the solution. That's how it is. You're an intelligent person. You have a safek of tumah berushos hayochid, gezeres hakosef. Safek tumah berushos hayochid is tumah. Oh, we can't resolve. Go back on your chazaka. Not every daf gemara relies on chazaka. The laws of tumah v'tahara do not rely on chazaka. The chazaka is not to be abused. It's not a rabbi chazaka. I don't have to go start up with a rabbi all the time. Not everything should be abused. There are times we say chazaka, times we do not say chazaka. Vaita, next, v'chol shein bo das l'shol tzfek tahar. What does that mean? I'm sorry, v'chol ha-pikeach b'cheskas tumah. Okay, that we just said. Let's see over here the Rav. V'chol ha-pikeach sheyesh bo das l'shol im lo yada im holach v'mokim tumah im lav b'cheskas tumah hu. The tzfek tumah b'rishos ha-yach tzfek ha-tumah. Mitzoy di alfinan. The tzfek ha-hoya im nitmes im loy im lav. The ikah halacha asavtem berushos hayochid is tamei, who comes from soita. The man does not know. The man does not know if his wife was nichshol, and therefore the Torah calls her tamei. The card declares her tamei. The savik zed makam stiri is stiri he. The hainu berushos hayochid v'amrachmane v'nistura v'hi nitmea v'soita yesh by das the shoyel. That's that. I guess that's the makar. That's the ikah. That's really where the starts from. The ikah makar of savik tamei berushos hayochid is a soita. A site of the suffix, what happened inside this Rishus? A man told his wife, don't you dare ever go and be with him alone. She disobeys him. She goes in alone with him. And there are witnesses. So now the Torah says, you're not allowed to live with her. You have to take her to the Beis HaMikdash to drink the Me'am Ma'orim. And the Me'ela suffix, Taman, we're going to declare him, and she's going to be called V'nistra V'hi Nitme'ah. So the Torah here declares klar a safek tumah berushos hayochid tamei. Oh, we have a drasha dik that a safek tumah berushos hayochid is tahar. So since we know the case of safek tumah berushos hayochid tamei is done with a human being, a woman, an intelligent woman, who has das, because she can be killed. If she's in violation, she'll be killed. She's not. It has to be a bar oinshin. To be a bar oinshin, you have to be a bar das. So obviously we're dealing here with a woman who is not begeder chere shayt v'katan. She's an intelligent woman, because she's potentially be killed. And the Torah says, Safek Tumah Shayachid is Tamei. So when we have the Diyuk in the previous post that says, where Madaik Safek Tumah Bereshus Hayachid is Tahar, it must be where the person is not an intelligent person. Okay, Vaitam. V'chol Shem Madaik Lishol, Sveik HaTar. Okay, the Chayim Shayachid, that's it. V'soit is a Baal, Yesh Madaik Lishol, in the Nisi, Tzchaz the Mishnah. They're running around the Mavoi, and they are shiratzim. There are mounds of shiratzim all over the place. And we don't know. We don't know that they touch or not. Halach is harilu b'cheskas tahara. Because safek tum b'rishus hayochid ain boy das li shoel. V'chol ha-pikeach of a normal, healthy, intelligent person was walking around. Ulfatracht. In learning. He's thinking learning. Ulfatracht. Like Rav Yankel Julman, you know Rav Yankel Julman? Chaim Berlin was all fatracht. He would go by, he never davened like him. He wasn't shaykh to daven like with the minion, because he was all fatracht, all spaced out and learning. So we come in the middle of the second Seder, sitting and learning. Oh, I daven mincha. Oh, I daven mincha. So in the middle of the second Seder, totally oblivious to the whole yeshiva, gets up, goes to the swarm shrine to daven mincha. Daven mincha, he bends down, Baruch Ato, and as he bends down, he sees a sefer there on the bookshelf. Oh, he pulls it out and he walks away. Okay, vatracht. Weiter. Okay, we have to stop over here. Okay, I gotta do a lot of things. All right, now I have to. Gotta prepare, whatever, take care of it. Did you get a chance, by any to look over the card?
I will look it over, today.
Okay, don't worry about it. If you don't have time, don't worry. If you don't have time.
No, I do want to look it over because I think it's an important ASIC. I do.
All right, when you have time.
A good limit. Okay, thank you,
everyone. Sei gesund. Be well. All the best. Thank you for learning with me. Sei gesund.